Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, thanks for choosing to watch this video. You're about to see me speak to Neil Jones about Liverpool's potential interest in Kylian Mbappe, as well as the injury situation. No, scrap that. Go again. Hello, and thanks for choosing to watch this video. You're about to watch me speak to Neil Jones about Liverpool's potential pursuit of Kylian Mbappe once again. If you want to watch the full video, head over to Red Men Plus, where you'll see me speak about the Liverpool injury situation, as well as FSG's future plans with the club. So moving on now to old favourite of everybody's, Kylian Mbappe has resurfaced.
Yes, yeah.
Of course. This week, some multiple French sources, basically, including in RMC Sport, Le Parisien. Kylian Mbappe wants to leave PSG this January, as soon as this January, if not potentially the summer. Not happy. God knows why he's not happy. He basically runs the show, doesn't he, there now? Paris Saint-Germain are only willing to sell him to Liverpool, according to reports. Not interested in the Real Madrid move. So, listen, I mean, where do you want to start on Kylian Mbappe?
I'll start with, it doesn't reflect well on him, does it? I don't think. I mean, we obviously don't know the truth somewhere in there. You know, I know obviously Luis Campos and Christophe Galtier have both sort of dismissed it as just fabrication, and you know that's not true. And this, it will be. You know, of course it'll be true. That I don't think that sort of story comes out in such, like you say, Le Parisien, RMC, Marca, you know, everyone really sort of on the same briefing or speaking to the same sources, or, you know, it came big. I don't think it reflects well on Mbappe, like you say. I mean, you know, he made a big deal, didn't he, of not leaving PSG and staying, and, you know, Mbappe 2025 on the shirt and all that, you know, signed his contract. And then what? 3-4 months later, it's broken down to such an extent. And when you read the stories around it, the reason it's broken down, they don't seem like, oh, well, yeah, you can understand that, really. You know, it's like, I don't want Neymar to play for us anymore, and, you know, I want to pivot to play off. And, you know, I mean, the top of the league, they're going to win the French league. They've still got a chance to win the Champions League. You know, if you were asking most players who would an attacker, you know, who would you like to play alongside? I think a lot of the people would say Messi and Neymar would be quite high on the list. They've changed the manager. They've tried to bring in some players. That's quite good business in the summer, to be honest, with some of the players they brought in. And yeah, it's still not enough for him. I don't know. There is a little element of what does he want, or what is it? Is it just a simple case of actually, I should have left. I wish I'd left. I missed my chance, and possibly. Liverpool wise, look, it's really hard to see Liverpool getting anything together to get Kylian Mbappe. Jürgen was, you know, I spoke about it, didn't he, at the start of the summer. I think he said, you know, yeah, it was just, the figures were just not possible.
Yeah.
Mbappe, I think, given into, didn't he, to the Telegraph, where he said, I spoke to Jürgen Klopp and Liverpool, and I think he does have a respect and an appreciation for them, but I don't know if that respect will lend itself to halving his wage demands or you know, coming for less than what his market value is. I still think it's probably likely that he ends up at Real Madrid, although we'll bring that full circle. Maybe that impacts Liverpool's Bellingham pursuit. You know, if Mbappe's back on the table for Real Madrid, maybe that is decent news for Liverpool.
Yeah, it could well be, because I think there's some concern amongst the fan base about the Bellingham and Madrid stuff, isn't it? Yeah. They seem to be emerging quite strongly.
Yeah, obviously there was a front page, wasn't it? It was Marco, wasn't it? Saying that like he's Jude has been identified as the man. And yeah, I think I saw Rob Draper put it in pretty good terms. He said that usually tells you that Real Madrid are confident that they're going to get their man. Not often. I mean, Mbappe is an example of one where they probably did think they were getting him and he didn't. So it's not always the case. But yeah, I'd be surprised. Put it this way, I'd be surprised if Real Madrid signed both of those two. Yeah. And I would be very upset if they did, because I think you'd be looking at the Champions League next season thinking, yeah, we may as well not bother.
And Real Madrid signing players, when they want someone, they tend to get them.
Yeah, they do. It's funny, isn't it? Because I actually watched, very topical, but on the way up to Glasgow, I watched the Figo documentary. I hadn't seen it, and I know obviously everyone's been talking about it, but that was sort of it serves as a reminder, really, that when Real Madrid really, really go for someone, the law is still huge for them, even if you play for Barcelona, even if you play for, Paris Saint-Germain, World Cup winner, whoever it is. Mm-hmm. Real Madrid is a hard one. When they go big for someone, it's hard for them to say, nah, you're all right, I'll leave it.
Well, in every sense as well, not just sort of the gravitas of the club, but the money they're able to offer. It's something where Liverpool, unfortunately, aren't really able to match them at the minute. And just wanted to round off on that then. So we're already concerned about potentially the Bellingham deal and the Bellingham money. So do you think it's some sort of a pipe dream, really, to consider Mbappe as a possibility?
Yeah, I do. I mean, stranger things have happened, but you look at, the rumoured, I think, was it 300 million? I think was the price tag.
That's
alone.
The price tag, yeah.
Yeah, and then,
he's on over half a million a week.
Liverpool's transfer record is 75 million, so you're looking at, significant uptick in that, and then you've got to factor in the salary. And also, listen, this isn't the sort of, didn't want him anyway, but I think you have to consider this, that Liverpool, Kylian Mbappe probably, if he did sign for Liverpool tomorrow, the chances are he's not there in 2 years' time, you're committing that money, aren't you, to a player that is going to be passing through. Liverpool have made a big thing about becoming a sort of a destination for players rather than a little stop off point. And
he's not that.
Well, it doesn't feel like he is anyway. Unless he just he found heaven here and it became sort of too good for him. But I don't see it, but. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, and not only that, you mentioned Declan Rice's character as well earlier. With all the stuff we got now of Mbappe, you'd almost have to question that.
I tell you what, I'd be interested to see if he came and the first time Liverpool got a penalty and to see what him and Mo Salah did when the ball, the ball was bouncing.
We thought him and Mane had problems.
But I mean, listen, we're all going to keep an eye on it, aren't we? I don't think this saga is going to be resolved anytime soon. I think it's going to rumble and rumble. There'll be a lot of briefing going on. There'll be a lot of counter argument and this and that. Maybe there'll be a Netflix documentary about this in years to come.
I think it's got to them realms already, hasn't it, to be honest?
Thank you so much for that. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month. Exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.